Meeting on January. Good evening and welcome to the Village of CarMax regular council meeting of Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. Agenda 26-02. I'd like to respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting here today on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and CarMax First Nations. It is 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. First on the agenda, we have a swearing-in ceremony for Councillor Helena Belanger. So, before me, oath of office. Do you wish to swear or affirm?
I will affirm.
Lovely. If you read the following.
Okay. I, Helena Belanger, affirm that I am a Canadian citizen and I'm not in any way disqualified from holding the office of, that I have not, nor will I have, will, while holding office or any interest directly or indirectly in any contract or services connected with the said municipality, except such as I may lawfully have under the provisions of the Municipal Act, that I have not by myself or any other person knowingly employed any bribery, corruption, intimidation to gain my election, that I will not without due authority in that behalf disclose or make any known or any matter that comes to my knowledge by reason of my office, and that I will faithfully perform the duties of my office and will not allow any private interest to influence my conduct in public matters. So help me God.
Lovely. All right. So, a new sign here. Lovely.
Why need you do this one? Oath of Allegiance? Yes. That. Helena Belanger, affirm that I will be faithful and bear the true allegiance to the Minister, to His Majesty King Charles III, her heirs and successors, according to the law. So help me God. Prince threw me off the king thing.
Understandable. You part Paul McNeil.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Helena.
Thank you.
Moving forward here, adoption of the agenda with I'll make a motion. Just have an in camera.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
You have a second?
A second.
All in favor? Thank you. Great.
As amended.
It's a motion. Do we have a motion for the regular meeting of January 6, 2006?
Make a motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Any changes?
Period.
All in favor? Thank you. Clear. Delegations. Corporal McNeil, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. All right, happy to be with you all. 2026 to present the December, so the year wrap-up report, as prepared by Constable Beauchamp in my absence. So I had a chat with him, and his basic rundown of what happened in the month of December was that it was cold. A lot of these calls that you see here, I'm told, are as a result of the cold, them going out, being called out to help various people, jumping cars, etc., stuff like that. And then he attributes to some of the mischief-related calls to people being cooped up inside and not having anything to do aside from getting into trouble and drinking a little bit too much. So there's actually a pretty good uptick in domestic disturbances in December, although that can somewhat be expected given that everyone was inside for several weeks. It's not unusual, let's say. But the highlight I'd like to point out is that year over year, we were up in call volume, both in the month and 2025 total compared to 2024. That was mostly attributed to a very busy summer. Every other month has been fairly steady, including this one that we're in right now. We had more prisoners in 2025, although marginal. It was 15. We went from, before I got here, I was doing the tracking as to how many prisoners we used to have. We were around like the 40 to 50 year mark. We're down significantly. 15 prisoners is nothing to write home about. The bigger issue, I guess, would be the amount of calls that we're responding to, that alcohol is the primary factor as to why we were called, which is, it's like a third of the calls are alcohol driven, which is unfortunate. And then as far as files of note, Greg did mention here that we did have a few Mental Health Act files, which were, I got the rundown on how they were handled. As I understand it, yeah, there was just an individual having some trouble, and it was sort of broadcast on Facebook, and it sort of necessitated us going out to check on this particular person, and everything was eventually recommended to the right professionals. So as far as I understand it, that person's doing okay. But aside from that, there wasn't anything of particular note in December. It was just a very, very cold month, and I felt for you guys while I was away. But yeah,
open and any were you?
Questions. I was in Nova Scotia.
Oh, and it wasn't cold there?
It was, but it wasn't minus 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had a lot of snow, so that was my inclement weather.
Okay.
Yeah, so any particular questions about both the month or the year in total? Like, it's an interesting year.
Thank you for a job well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. We like it here.
And how long are you here?
So I got here in 2022. So.
And you're still here?
Still here. Greg's still here. Greg. Yeah. There are four fixtures now.
That's good. That's good.
I thought we made a decision and not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't we talk about this already?
Staffing will
eventually... It must have been within the last 15 months. I must have missed it.
Staffing will eventually like bark up our tree, but I'll let you guys know when that does happen for me or Greg. And then Mark is not close to his departure date or his commitment yet. So
yeah.
We'll have him in the meantime for a decent chunk of time, at least another year and a half.
Well, Greg said at least 2027 for him, longer if he can.
He's definitely, they won't bother him for a while. So
I thought that you guys only could stay.
You can to a point. There was a member here previously, Brandon Gilroy. I'm not sure if you remember him in particular, but he extended twice. And the third time they said, all right, I think it's time for you to move on to, and then he ended up going to Watson Lake. But I think it was his intention to have stayed longer. They definitely don't force us to go. It would be a lie to say that they force us to go. I think that's a cop out when people say, oh, they made me go. Oftentimes it's family driven or whatever the reason is. But with our current commanding officer, she's not pushing people out per se, unless the community wants it, which has happened, where they say, well, this person has outstayed their welcome. Thanks for your service. See you later.
That's because you threw too many of them in jail.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say probably because you're doing your job.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons, but yeah, sometimes the reasons aren't as noble as that, but
I would just like to compliment you on the service over the years, 2022. Yeah, I know this one you're gone or whatever, they're family things or whatever, but Greg and Mark and also the release officers that you've had come in are really pleasurable to be around. They help out, they stop, talk to you. So yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, no, yeah, pleasure. And on the relief note, I was just down in Whitehorse talking with the relief coordinator. Apparently the division is flush with relief right now. So even if we have vacation, like Greg's got a vacation coming up, we have relief bodies in, we're never going to be down to just two like we were at one point when I sort of first got here. Okay. We were sort of hurting for bodies. Nowadays, the division is very well staffed and there's a lot of reservists and retired members coming in to fill those roles. It's easier to staff in part because we have the transient unit now at the sixplex, and people seem to really like coming to CarMax. So
thank you.
Yeah, quite well.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome
back.
Thank you very much. You'll be back. Let me go do some paperwork. Sorry. Right. You guys have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Okay. I would like to acknowledge that we do have Arbor Webster here and Jane Kepke online. Hello. Jane and Mark, regarding CMHC updates. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. I'm presenting two council motions that relate to the fulfillment of the action plan that the Village of CarMax is committed to completing as part of its half funding commitments to CMHC. So we're just coming up on the second anniversary of the signing. Sorry, we just passed the second anniversary of the signing of the contribution agreement with CMHC. We're just coming up on the second reporting period. This part's key. I'll just sort of summarize quickly, especially for the new counselor's benefit, and lovely to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The original agreement with CMHC had some serious problems. My colleague Mark Wickham and I were brought in to see if we could try to sort this out for the village. It took us about a year, but we were able to amend the original agreement. So I guess you could say once an agreement has been amended, CMHC is paying particularly close attention to a file like this one. After our second reporting is submitted, they will be going back in-house. The underwriters will be reviewing how much progress the village has made on its action plan and determining whether or not to release a full 600,000 plus annual allotment as part of the four-year funding agreement. So crossing fingers, these two motions that I'm presenting to you relate to the completion of the work plan for this year. We are, knock on wood, on track to complete everything, which bodes really well for getting as much of that $600,000 as possible. But no guarantees, because part of the original agreement was a very, very optimistic, frankly, pie in the sky unit target number that was provided of 72 units to be built over 3 years. We're on track, hopefully, for about 45 to 50, which is still fantastic. But that's going to be something that the underwriters are taking into consideration, is that the village won't be meeting its original targets, which they would not allow us to amend. Hopefully that's a bit of context for you. The two items that I'm presenting on tonight are two different aspects of the action plan. So action plans are broken out into initiatives. These are two of the key initiatives. There are five for CarMax. One relates to a municipal servicing review for higher density. What this one is about is so HAP is all about getting houses built and incentivizing municipalities to remove unnecessary regulatory and or other barriers to bringing housing to completion. So that's all fine and well, but what do you do if you don't actually have the servicing, the municipal infrastructure to support more housing? So we know that CarMax has some unusual infrastructure challenges. You're well aware of that with the ongoing lagoon discussions with Yukon government and Little Sam and CarMax. What Mark and I wanted to have a better handle on is just how much more density in the service portion of the Village of CarMax town site can actually be supported with the existing infrastructure. So the wastewater treatment plant, the gravity collection system, we know there's no water distribution system. So we asked Greenwood Engineering Solutions to have a closer look at this for us. Has councillors had an opportunity to kind of read through the sort of the summary of what Greenwood's report outlined for us? Or would it be helpful if I maybe not go through every single one, but the key points
as I see them? Perfect.
Okay, perfect. All right. I won't focus too much on water. Everybody knows that most dwellings are on private wells, shallow wells that have a host of issues. It's a complex issue. I think one thing that is clear is that with any high density development in the future, let's just say there comes a day, let's hope, that the Village hub site is ready for higher density development. There's going to be a real constraint there. There's limitations on private wells and how many residences they can service. It's going to force a careful decision around whether or not to invest in some sort of a public drinking water system, which would maybe lend itself to a distribution network as well within the village town core, and or working with Little Sam and CarMax to see if the water treatment plant on the other side of the river could be part of a potential solution. So this one is kind of a big nebulous piece. Nothing immediate is going to be coming up on that front, but it's something to be aware of. Now, things are a little different on the sewer system front. So as you know, right now, the wastewater treatment plant discharges untreated effluent in high water situations, in flood situations. So that happened in 2021 and 2022. So realistically speaking, any new units that are built within the original or the main town site of CarMax, when high water comes, when a flooding event comes, it's one more house that is contributing to a discharge of untreated effluent. It's just the way it is. So the only way to stop that is to stop all development. But it's just good to be aware that that is the reality that CarMax is facing right now. So we're curious about the capacity of the wastewater treatment plant under normal conditions. It's a bit complicated, as these things always are, but I guess you could say that that treatment plant does have an upper limit to its capacity under normal operating conditions. And what it basically amounts to is a scenario in which lot 15, so the vacant lot next to Little Sam and CarMax's two sixplexes, if that was built out to the capacity or the density that CarMax Development Corporation was talking about, and the village hub was built out to a fair level of density, and there was miscellaneous infill around the community of CarMax. Like, for example, this summer, there's going to be 9 new units being built in the main town site, or sorry, almost all of them in the main town site, that there is going to be a problem. Can't have all of it. The capacity of the wastewater treatment plant won't allow for that to happen. So you could have a village hub, or you could have max density at lot 15 plus miscellaneous infill out of town, or sorry, within the town. You can't have all of them. So there is going to be a capacity limit. this isn't going to be an immediate thing, but it's something for council to recognize. What else? The only other sort of key flag with the gravity collection system is basically at some point in the distant future, some of the actual pipe will need to be replaced because it won't have capacity. But that is once the population hits around 849 people in the town site, in the service town site. Right now, the estimated population is about 163 that is connected to the gravity sewer system. So something else to be aware of. There's also a question mark around electrical distribution. ATCO was asked to provide a planning level assessment of available capacity. Unfortunately, they weren't able to provide that sort of within the time frame of Greenwood's study. So that is kind of a piece in progress. And it isn't uncommon for ATCO to have to be nudged numerous times on files like this, but it's really critical to understand that. So the key recommendations coming out of Greenwood's study are as follows. One, to develop a source water protection plan for the existing wells in Carmax. To the best of our knowledge, that hasn't been done. Second, review the feasibility of a pipe water distribution for Carmax. I think this would still be fairly high level preliminary at this point, but at least it would provide more insight to enable more discussion, more informed discussion with Little Sam and Carmax. The third is to monitor the gravity collection system for potential infiltration issues. So this again goes to this discharge of untreated effluent during high water events. It's possible that there could be some issues within the pipes, like places where water is getting in unnecessarily and is contributing unnecessarily to that discharge situation. So Greenwood recommended that during the next high water event, basically during the next flood, to have monitoring in place to see if any such issue in the collection network can be pinpointed. Because fixing that, if there is an issue, could certainly help. And then the fourth one and final one is to further coordinate with ATCO to identify the electrical grid system capacity issues. So our follow-up recommendations to you, Council, is that the Greenwood report be shared with Yukon Government Community Services and Infrastructure Development Branch, and continued discussions about how to support CarMax on these ongoing infrastructure issues, perhaps including potential funding to fulfill the recommendations of the report. And also to share the Greenwood report with Little Sam and CarMax and begin to explore areas for cooperation in advocating for a firmer commitment from Yukon government. So lagoon construction is one piece, but this is a key sort of outcome of the report. I know that the government has committed to lagoon construction, but I think there needs to be firmer commitment on the actual connection of that lagoon to the town site. And for the best of my knowledge, that is very, very hazy at this point. It is treated as a future development phase. Hopefully I'm wrong on that. But if that is the case, certainly there is grounds to really start to advocate for that to be planned more intentionally, because these issues are going to persist with this unnecessary cap on density in the town site, which we want. We want to make the town site denser. Those issues are going to persist until that lagoon is connected. So the draft motion for your consideration is that council accept the recommendations of the Greenwood report, as well as the follow-up recommendations of Groundswell Planning and Across the River Consulting, that's my colleague Mark, and authorize village staff to work with the consultants, us, to implement those recommendations. And further that, Housing Accelerator Fund monies potentially be utilized for this purpose as needed. And further that, council be provided with an update in the spring of 2026.
Thank you, Jane. I just have one question for you on that. Could there be an amendment to that in regards of having somebody look at the wastewater facility as it's operated now? It's been in operation for such a period of time that it's never been looked at by like a third party to see if it's working at its potential for those, for all that data.
Okay. So to add on is another work task to just sort of undertake a review of the current operating capacity the current operations of the wastewater treatment plant to make sure that when Greenwood is saying its operating capacity is this, that is actually what is happening right now. Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. No problem. We'll add that item. Any other questions or suggestions from council on this?
We're just having a quick discussion here. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. With Lagoon, it's still in discussion, but what it'll look like, where it's going to go.
Yeah. They still haven't decided where it's going?
No.
We've made motions for them to do their second phase of like where the land and what it looks like. So that's kind of where it's been. Nothing's been confirmed on if it's going to be.
Still kind of in limbo.
Yeah.
Are they still using at the hill?
I'm pretty sure, Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a preliminary design is what we've approved them to kind of do.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Arbor might have a better insight on this, but to the best of my knowledge, that's the stage we're at, is preliminary design for a site down the Freegold Road. Is that right, Arbor?
That's my understanding as well. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's why I was just that one piece I was adding, Jane, was just to make sure that what we're saying kind of fits with what Greenwood's saying about the lagoon and how that design is, because we're just saying, yeah, lagoon over here, but we don't actually know what we have already.
Right. Okay.
Like we have the operators and everything like that. It's just like it's never been actually physically gone through by like a third party, an operator from outside of here to say, hey, this is what is being said it is, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe we can sort of include that in with the sort of broader monitoring piece of the gravity collection network. Maybe we can marry those two together. I don't know what snow levels are looking like in Carmax, if you've been experiencing what we're experiencing down here. Yeah. Okay. So I think we need to be in position to implement that monitoring recommendation pretty quickly. So I'd like to line up consultants for sure to be ready in case it is a flood year, which, knock on wood, I hope.
We usually get an update from Environment YTG on like their snowpack test. They do like 3 a year, I guess, in the area. So those would be good calculations to have.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. I will add that part about the wastewater treatment plant functioning. Any other suggestions, questions on this one?
So the part on Yukon Electric, do we have any idea of what capacity we're at right now at all?
We really didn't get much from them. I have some older information that I can provide to council. I don't have it available right now, but I think in general, I think it's safe to say that CarMax is getting pretty close to a capacity threshold at which a major investment is going to need to be made. I can't give you the exact number of additional residents or additional dwellings to pin to that, but, and this is based on, a study that I did, I guess this would have been about 6 years ago, as part of the 2020 OCP, we were looking at future development potential in three areas outside of CarMax. And so electrical capacity is always part of that. So I have kind of some old information on that. But at the time, that was basically the conclusion, is that that CarMax is going to be hitting a limit fairly soon. So we'll just keep pushing ATCO on those numbers. But yeah, I can provide that as a follow-up, a little bit more information than that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
I can guarantee that water's getting into the sewer lines, not from the river, because I could hear it when it was high water and my basement was flooded.
But we've also had those lines worked on since then.
They've camered them multiple times, but I don't think they do it at the right times, because I could actually, it sounded like rushing water.
Yeah, but we've
where my sewer
physically has them fixed. That was what all the construction was over the last summer. But there are more to
just, yeah, fix. Just...
But yeah.
Adam, I think we'll probably want to follow up with your public works folks. Like, to his knowledge, the entire system has not been camered in recent years, but maybe he's missing.
No. It's like pieces are done, you know, the camera one line or one street, and but I don't know if it's been all done at once and put together.
Well, we can get that information.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. In terms of that motion, I'm not sure how it works. Do you want me to carry on to the next one?
We can do one by one, so we can put the motion on the table. Can you just read off the first line of what the motion is?
Sure. Yeah. So the first part of the motion is that council accepts the recommendations of the high density servicing review, otherwise known as the Greenwood Engineering Solutions report. That's the first part. The second part is the council accepts the follow-up recommendations of Groundswell and Across the River Consulting, which is to work with YG and share the results of the report and see if perhaps there's also some funding to support its implementation. And also to maybe start some discussions with Little Sam and CarMax again. I know that those are ongoing, but around sort of that lagoon connection and to the town site and potentially also the water side of things. So those are the first two parts. The third part is that if needed, depending on how generous or how available funds are from Yukon government, that Housing Accelerator Fund monies be utilized to help implement the report recommendations. And further, that we as consultants provide you with an update in the spring. So it's a four-part motion.
Do you just want to put that on the table?
Right, it's a must. So I'll put the motion on.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor? That passes. There you are, Jane.
Thanks for all the work, Jane.
Awesome. And I should, yes, your point, the addition is captured now in that motion as well.
Thank you.
All right. Second item is initiative number 6 in the Housing Accelerator Fund Action Plan, and this relates to Lot 127, which you are situated just north of right now. So that's the vacant village-owned lot that is on the other side of Tantalus Crescent from where the administration building is. So this initiative is really about the village exploring the possibility of developing that site for staff housing, not only for its own staff, but potentially in partnership with other groups such as Little Sam and CarMax, Yukon Housing, whatever it might be, to house people on that site. We are looking at various density scenarios. We're hoping to include a minimum of 4 units and maybe as many as 8 on that lot. The first step in that initiative, the first task that we committed to doing, was to look at the potential for using alternative housing development options on the site, at least to get going. So Mark really dug into this one, and so I'll do the best I can to sort of present the work that he completed. What Mark looked at were 3 alternative types of building forms. He reviewed those against the base case of conventional stick frame construction. And he received pricing from Little Sam and CarMax for the fourplexes that they built in 2024, 25, I think off of Willow or Gross. I always get them mixed up. But you know, in north of CDC offices. So that was sort of the base case Mark used. The three different alternatives that Mark looked at into was a modular pre-built, and factory built. So a modular is basically shipped as parts, and then they have to be built on site in CarMax. A modular pre-built, the second kind, it's shipped like 80% built, but the finishing is required on site in CarMax. And then the final one, factory built, is shipped occupancy ready. And the only thing that really has to happen is the utility connections. So he talked to different service providers, manufacturers for all three types of building forms that could potentially supply to CarMax. And Mark kind of created a matrix where he rated each of those three options relative to the stick frame base case. He rated them based on cost savings, construction timetable, contractor availability. So i.e. how hard would it be to get a contractor locally that could actually implement this, project management capacity, design flexibility, and then of course, local economic benefits. So his conclusion was that factory built, so the third of the three options, basically factory built being these things are shipped, ready to live in, they just need to be connected to utilities. He concluded that factory built manufactured homes have the strongest case to overcome the critical barriers to faster and cheaper housing supply development in CarMax. Because factory built homes offer significant cost savings, so up to 40% compared to the base case of stick frame construction, fast expedited completion and occupancy. So in theory, there could be as many as six homes on that lot ready by the end of this summer. It happens that quickly. It's not dependent on local contractor availability to the extent you know that the other options are. And it requires very little project management capacity from village staff and or consultants. So the big downsides to factory homes are design flexibility. You pick from a catalog, there really isn't a lot of flexibility otherwise. And of course, you're missing out on local economic benefits, i.e. employment, employing carpenters, et cetera, to build these things. So Mark's conclusion and recommendation is that he feels that they are likely suitable as a solution to overcoming short-term housing shortages in CarMax. And he thinks that there is a strong case for a pilot project to implement this type of housing on lot 127, at least as part of a first phase of development. What we are looking at right now is potentially bringing two homes to lot 127 over the next year or two. Some of that is going to be half funding dependent. If the village doesn't get the $600,000 this year or the $600,000 in its final year, things might change. So we're not asking council to support any actual funding right now towards factory homes. What we're asking you to support is as part of the work plan, we need to get a development permit in place very quickly for this lot. And so what we're basically asking for council support on is to give us its blessing to proceed with the idea of implementing factory-built homes as a pilot project on this lot. It doesn't mean that the entire lot would be covered in factory homes as the end outcome. It would just be that the first phase of development would be that choice. It doesn't mean you couldn't pursue stick frame, more conventional construction, you know, of a fourplex and or other smaller buildings on the site as well in the future. So, so we're talking about two, maximum of two as part of the first phase. So the draft motion reads that council accepts the recommendations of the Alternative Housing Development Options Review. This is Mark's report that I summarized for you. And further, that council authorizes staff to work with the consultants, i.e. Mark and myself, to undertake the recommended next planning steps only for a pilot project of factory manufactured homes at Lot 127. And further, that Housing Accelerator Fund monies be utilized for this purpose as needed. And further, that no capital budget spending or funding or financing applications will be advanced for this pilot project without prior review by council. So we will come back to you and talk to you about it. And further, that we provide you with an update by March 2026. And sorry, I should take one quick step back, because part of that motion is that council authorizes staff to work through the next steps. The next steps, like I said, is that initial site plan that allows us to get the development permit, landscaping and parking plan, probably final unit specifications, confirmation of building code compliance, basically all of the pieces that allow us to fully budget and understand what those first two units would require while still preserving future development options for council on the remainder of the property. So that's that motion. Any questions, comments?
We'll see if somebody want to make the motion. We'll put it on the table, then we can have the discussion.
I'll make the motion.
Seconder?
We'll second.
Okay, any discussion though?
Go ahead. I didn't have any questions. Yes.
Tara?
No.
Yes.
I wasn't looking at a single. I thought it was going to be like a fourplex or something like that. And if you looked at it as an individual building, like Jane said, we got to get moving on it.
Yeah. So from what Jane's saying, though, right now it's not hindering on what type of design. It's just the building permit in general. Yeah, so just that's the motion technically at hand.
Yeah.
All in favor? That passes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I will follow up with Prince and Annette, and we'll get that development permit in hand. And that will mean that all of the action items for this year will have been completed, which again, hopefully bodes very well for CarMax to receive as much money as possible for this upcoming year. And then I'll be back before too long, hopefully, to talk with you about how council wants to spend that money.
Well, you'll be driving it up my mobile home on the highway.
There's other options.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks so much for your time, Council. I appreciate it. I guess if you don't need anything further from me, I wish you a good rest of your meeting, and nice to see you, Arbor.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Happy New Year, Jane.
Thank you, buddy.
Correspondence. The CarMax DMAF notice letter of agreement from David Eastland. So I'll let you open it up here on the screen.
Yeah. Sorry about the big agenda.
That's okay. Is it way down there?
So it's base number 50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. There. Thanks.
Okay. So this is we get from the YG project manager, David and Michael, about our disaster mitigation and adaptation fund. So they send us the agreement between federal government and Yukon government. And they send the design for this project. I think it's in the correspondence that where this project planning designing is on, like, this is the agreement is also attached. That what's the scope of what will be for this project.
Okay, so can you give me kind of explain what?
Like what the project actually is?
Yeah, like this. So we're talking about the disaster mitigation. Is this the $38 million fund?
For okay. flooding.
So, but they're asking for us to make a motion on this? No.
It's just for information purposes.
Just the information. Okay.
Because as they are
starting, this is their agreement with the federal government. Yes. Okay, this is perfect.
This is the one with Shelby Workman?
Yeah, this is the one. This is the information we've been waiting to see. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Prince.
And regarding this, I already talked to Michael, Gavin, and Kelly. So we will have the joint council meeting soon. Will I discuss that later in the meeting?
Okay.
Yeah, but then they both of them will come to the meeting and explain scope and everything, whatever the question come, both the council will have.
Okay.
This is just like we get the information going on. It was stuck from some time, I guess. And they already gave us 10 tech to do the study again regarding the issue that we had.
Some of the places they got missed on the study.
Yeah, they will come back.
They will come back.
Yeah, soon. March or whatever it's working.
Why does the work need to be raised on the Klondike Hour?
The Hollow River Drive. So it says Klondike Highway roadways. This River Drive. Klondike, would it be down over there?
Yeah, it was. What's the name of the place?
Lake.
Up by where Max is, wasn't it? Didn't they miss up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Willow Grove?
Yeah, Willow Grove.
And Ptarmigan.
And Ptarmigan. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Okay. Yeah. Raising Klondike Highway is not going to help them from flooding. Well, that's why.
Water in.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I was like, where does the actual.
So
the only thing I could see is at the bottom of the hill way over there.
I just have one question.
There, water. That's there.
Just when will we have time to question this? In the joint council, or are we having a meeting separately with Mike and David Eastland on this before joint council? Because that's how I think it should be read, so that we have some kind of context to what is going on. Because we're going to enter a joint council meeting, and then they're going to put it all on us, and it's going to be a little bit of a waste of time. I'd like to see David and Mike in here before that to give us some kind of context of what's going on.
Okay, I totally will ask them to, if they can make it to next council meeting.
Yes.
Then we can arrange joint council meeting right after that, 1 week, or it's up to you guys' availability.
Yeah.
I want some dates to put it, so I have to send it to Kelly.
Okay.
No, that's
okay.
The Klondike Highway is north of the bridge. So just after the bridge. By the church area?
Oh, maybe.
Did you catch what I was saying there?
No. Yeah. So, yes, I did. Sorry.
Yes, so we can be on the same page before we
walk into that meeting.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The other thing I was just looking, like repairs and upgrades to the wastewater treatment. Well,
I know it's all, that's why I want to have a meeting beforehand, because it's all contradicting what's going on here. When they talk about a lagoon, they talk about this, they talk about the roads, they talk about this resurfacing, they talk about $38 million where some stuff has been missed out. So there's a lot of questions on how this is developed, right?
Okay. It's like, who decided on that? Like, how did they know? What input did they get from the community?
None yet. Nothing. No public engagement, no nothing. That's why we're going to meet with David and Mike Ukrainitz.
Okay.
And possibly.
Well, thank you for the $38 million, but it would be nice that we knew what you guys were, like you said, if there's stuff missing. Yeah, like.
So the minute.
A membrane bioreactor for the wastewater treatment plant. I'm like, I don't remember ever having that discussion.
So like Prince will make that.
Yeah.
To reach out so we can get those dates on an agenda. So.
Prior to
the meeting for the joint council.
Joint council.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. That's all right. Council activity reports.
I've got nothing to report.
Councillor Mitchell, so Councillor Belanger, sorry.
Well, happy to be back on board and looking forward to working with all of you.
Thank you. We'll try and bring you up to speed as much as we can.
Sounds good.
Flood mitigation. Councillor Wheeler.
Not much. I was spent a couple Tuesdays and Thursdays at the arena, and although it's a little chilly in there, it's still a great place. And I've mentioned to the Yukon Native Hockey Association that it's also a great place for ice time for practice before the big tournament at the end of March. So I'm gonna put it out there. But
Arctic winter game. So anyway.
Yeah. We've got great ice, we're close by. So
thank you, Councillor. My report, welcome. Congratulations again, Councillor Belanger. Also, just like I said to Corporal McNeil, the helping hand from the RCMP community members. I know I've said this a couple of times, but it's continuing on as people, the weather is still. People are working out their issues, as same as the rec center with some of the water that's been going on and the heating and some of the buildings that the village operates with. And I did stop by Prince's office the other day. I've heard it around town. Really, really thankful and want to say great job to his staff on the roads and the cold weather and being out there because, you know, they've really helped a lot of people out. And I did stop by YTG's highways. Dennis wasn't there. It was on his off day on Friday. But I did say thank you to a few of the workers there for the highways and stuff. As like, it's been pretty crazy with the snow. And I did talk to Lou. So thank you to Highways and Public Works as well. I did attend a hockey tournament in Whitehorse for U9. CarMax had the Yombie Knights. They had their team there. They didn't win a game, but they scored a goal in every game, and they worked really well together. So it was really nice to see people come out and cheer them on. And I will be bringing the U11s or 13s to Watson Lake this weekend. So for another tournament, and we're teamed up with Dawson City. So we have four players going to Watson. Yeah. And I think that's all I got. Prince, go ahead.
Okay. CA report. So the next regular council meeting will be February 3rd, 2026. Regarding the projects updates, as Jane told us, the half funding, we are doing the annual reporting. And he asked us to create the website page for half funding. So there will be all the details and all the documents that we have worked throughout the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So we already have all the documents up there. These two motions will be there too. So then they can see our milestones and how we are going through making the progress.
Perfect. That helps us get money.
Yes. Right. That's the goal, get the money. And we are also issuing the check for servicing grant after the bonus grant. So now eligible recipients will get the servicing grant for their, according to their application and whatever, how many units they build. Mm-hmm. That's it for this half. I think it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
And scale project, so ETCO finally came back and then they did the electric connection to the facility. The building is now fully powered. The project is currently awaiting the building inspection from inspector before the contractor will give it to us. Then we will move in and see how our system is working. And there has been issue with the internet connection. North was telling the team they thought they had the connection like there, but there is no fiber across the road. So either they have to drill the hole from the ground, which is, he says, it will be too costly, or it will billing to us because there is no business scope for them. There is no house across the road. He checked, I did ask him check two times, one from the garbage road this side and the other side.
What do they do now? Isn't there just their cell phones? Or
no, we have a Starlink there.
Okay.
But so the only problem is we cannot connect that system to our office network.
The system that they provided on the project end of things, like what runs the scales?
Yeah, it will be all here basically. You have to go and catch from Android.
Shouldn't that be a bill of YG since
it can be the thing that we ask Arbor and Community Services, maybe some guidance, something like that, Arbor?
Can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
A little bit better. So there's a connection issue between the Starlink at the landfill and the village office. Is that right? Like the systems
are speaking to each other? The project in general, they're saying, doesn't include the services connected to the fiber project that was done in the Yukon Territory.
Okay, so this is the scale project, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can connect with infrastructure. I can find out what we can do about that. Yeah.
Okay.
We did talk today, but so this was the issue last week. So we'll see, hopefully this week going forward, we'll install the computer and software for the base game.
So you're just going to do a backup for now?
Starlink is the backup, so that's the only problem, that we will be running on the backup.
But you don't have like a backup storage for the information? Like,
it will be all iCloud or like cloud system. Not the hard drive.
No hard drive.
Because that hard drive needs to be get internet connection. That needs to be filed. Like why
if you want to see the information from a distance, but if you're just collecting the information, it doesn't. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be more easy to work with for all the recycling and landfill. Yeah. So many changes are there going to happen.
It's the same thing as with the visitor information center. Your computer's not hooked up to the server.
And then we have a problem.
Okay.
It's only 3 months, but this will be all the all year
round. Yeah, sorry, just a bigger. Okay.
So we'll see how we can resolve this.
Thank you.
And there was one question. Yeah, for the arena, I sent email to Arbor and David and Mike.
Yeah.
So hopefully they will get back to me, but I send all the information that Jefferson sent me, videos and photos of leakage, fibers, all the issue, heating issue. So we'll see when they will get back to us.
Yes.
I just put everything that we had, the cost wise, with how the it's affecting us.
Okay.
Like it's only within 3 years it's opening, and then not enough insulation to the walls.
It needs to be assessed.
Yeah, it needs to be assessed.
Right. But the question right now is how far are we away from an insurance question, or what does that look like? We need somebody to help us look at what's going on there, right? Okay.
Okay, and the next thing is joint council meeting regarding this.
Okay.
Because we had a meeting with David, Mike, and Kelly.
Okay.
And they asked for joint council. So today Kelly just asked me about whatever, because we are hosting this time.
That's right.
So the potential dates, maybe give me 1 or 2 days.
Sure.
We kind of have to wait.
Well, it's going to be next month. end of the month. Start with that.
Yeah.
So, anybody else?
But if we need to have the meeting with...
well, if Mike and Kelly have already met with Prince, they're, and Prince comes back with, we want to meet with Mike, he'll hopefully get that sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Is that...
Yeah.
Mike who?
Ukraine.
No, I meant the other one. In regards to the 38 mil.
That's part of his thing too.
Is that his part?
I didn't get it.
Is Mike Kranitz part of the flood mitigation?
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
Oh. It's the YG project.
Yeah.
Project manager. He's the main project manager.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Perfect. So yeah. They will have all the updates that we are with the YG, with the lagoon,
yeah,
arena, and this disaster mitigation plan.
Okay, but some of that stuff can be left into the joint council meeting. Right now, what we want to talk about is the
okay
flood mitigation.
Okay,
and I think they add the arena too.
In the arena,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, that will go joint council.
Okay.
So I will try to get hold of before maybe next week.
Is there a way that you could include the Minister of Community Services in that? Because I know that she reached out and wants to meet, so we can have a few of them come.
I can definitely send the request to through the harbor.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay.
And that's it for my report. If you guys have any questions.
Questions for Prince? I did forget to mention, well, not forget, but I can mention that we want to give thanks to Prince for everything we've done today. And Annette for filling in for the CAO. We do have a new CAO coming February 2nd. So it's just being finalized. It's Mr. Blake Rogers. So we're just finalizing that paperwork. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I see you in 2 days.
Yes. Blake did come here to see Prince and Annette and a few others and myself. But he's just slowly moving his way here.
Swarming up.
So yeah, he's getting some information, so bringing him up to speed. But he'll be officially in February.
So he's actually in the community?
He has been. He's traveling from Whitehorse, but yeah.
Yeah.
Does he actually live in Whitehorse?
He lives in the Yukon, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Miss Evan family, so he's a little bit off.
Yeah, Blake just wanted to make sure that before his official start date that he was onboarding with some information that we've been working on. We gave them like all the agendas and what they've been working on, some of the issues that we're working on, get to know the staff, like the admin and stuff like that. So yeah.
And one more thing, recently even hearing from community about our emergency measure plan. It's all updated. It was there always, like from last two and a half years.
Yeah.
But now I pin it to our social media. So yeah. If anybody wants, they can go. I just scanned it today. The clear copy, it's like 20 times clear.
Did you see that Facebook post?
Yes.
What's that?
I brought it to the attention of Prince. Just okay. That it's not the fact that we don't have the information. It's how we're being able to communicate that information. So Prince
put it on the website.
Put it on so that it could be presented easily. Looked at, and
yeah.
I think so. Thank you, Prince.
And it's YG's emergency measure organization.
Yeah,
their contact and all the they can just it's one click away basically if somebody's looking.
Okay. Okay. Awesome, just so you're aware as well, everyone. Anonymous posting has now been turned off and no longer allowed on the CarMax bulletin board. Awesome,
that's good.
Yeah, because people get mean when they think people don't know who they are.
Well, I would just invite that anybody that has concerns or whatever, they can call us
off. Well, that's exactly what I
would. Any point in time.
Well, you see what that one girl post? Stop being a pussy. You want to act tough like that, then talk to her face. Or go talk to these people's faces? Kim Haddon. I think name. She flat out told me. Don't hide behind a computer.
Okay. We'll move on. Thank you, Prince. Association of Yukon Communities, Councilor Wheeler.
AGM in Watson Lake in May. Resolutions are due March 13th.
Yeah, we did discuss about resolutions.
It will come to the next meeting. I just got the email yesterday. Right. Or today.
So that March 13th, and as well as awards, the Hanseatic Award, Employee Award, or Sustainability Award, if we want to discuss that.
Yes.
Do you know what weekend?
It's the first week, or it's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Always the same.
Always Mother's Day. No, it's not always the same, because I thought it would be the same last year, and it was not. So I couldn't attend.
But I have been, eight. I was just talking to Prince and about some resolution ideas. There are some good ones. So if you have some, bring them forward or put them forward to Bonnie or to Tara. She can forward it.
Yeah. Or I think Doris is actually on the resolutions committee.
Yeah. So
I get back from Spain on that day.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. Bylaws. This is the CAO appointment bylaw.
Kristen, we are just saving one special meeting.
I'll make a motion to give first reading to bylaw 323-26 to establish the position of chief administrative officer.
I'll make this. One second.
Any questions?
Is there any changes like?
I'm just trying to get to it. I don't see it on here.
It's at $10.
84.
Holy. Oh.
There's no different.
No, it's just.
No.
It's just a blanket. Bylaw.
Okay.
No questions? All those in favor? That passes.
So make a motion to do a second reading.
Yep.
By law. Number 323-26, a bylaw to establish the position of the chief administrator and make provision for appointments.
Do we have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Seeing none.
All in favor? That passes. Thank you. New and unfinished business, tax lien summary, LT1. Annette, is that you?
So here's a list that all of our property owners, that was the property taxes. The first two, the all was from 23, 24, and 25. So the other six are just undeveloped properties. So I sent out the final reminder or final notice on Monday, registered letter as required. And I gave them 2 more weeks until our next council meeting. If they don't pay by then, it will go in the Yukon use. So we have to
ask. So publicly.
Publicly, yes. Yeah. Be made public.
Well, I hope they do, because it costs us so much money to put it in the Yukon.
I have to, otherwise I can't start the
process. Yes, I know.
But that's why you missed it last year.
Yeah.
So lot 155 and then lot 156, they both have the same plan number. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. So no, it was a different plan. I don't know why. Yes.
93, 111.
Yeah, and there's 12, 113. Oh, no, you're looking there. Yes, it's the same plan number, but the lot number is different. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we will need a motion.
No, one of them.
For Annette.
No, it's just that you, it's, what do you call it?
Rain sneaks. It's just your information purposes. What's that?
I don't even know. I don't
you want to sub- we need a motion to submit this for information correspondence.
Wait.
Do I go public tomorrow?
This works for the
government. February 4th.
Look,
I'll make the motion to.
No, it's not fair.
But yeah, for information purposes.
Do we have a seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Thank you. Question period. Anybody from the gallery? Arbor, Webster?
No questions for me. Thanks.
Okay, not seeing any. Thank you, Arbor. Motion to go on camera with a labor discussion.
Thank you, everyone. I'll say good night now. Good to see you all.
Hi, have a good night.
Nice seeing you again.
I'll make a congratulations, Councillor Belanger. I look forward to meeting you in person sometime. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Happy New Year.